beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Sorry for Radio Free Cybertron being late again, but you know what? It's not late this week because I was waiting for somebody. It's late because I am terribly lazy. I got basically 3 hours sleep the last two nights, and I just couldn't take it, and I just fell asleep before I even started the show. But guess what? I'm glad I did, because this week I got something that I wouldn't have had if I had done the show last week, last night, rather. I got my G.I. Joe the Movie DVD. I got that in the mail today from buy.com. I think I paid about $15 for it. And, you know, I'm amazingly surprised. It's actually pretty good. You know, the movie isn't that great, but it looks better than Transformers the Movie. The animation's better. And it's just an all-around, I think, better package. It has all the little PSAs, you know, now I know, annoying's half the battle, that thing, has 25 of those. It has a couple of old G.I. Joe commercials from the 60s, and that was a pleasant surprise. It even has trailers. I mean, you know, I guess they were on videos or something. I don't know where the trailers came from, but it's a much nicer package than Transformers the Movie. Transformers the Movie has a really lame interview with Vince DiCola and some storyboard sketches. That's pretty much it. Let me see here. Other than that, I got a few G.I. Joe figures at my local Walmart this week. They are the re-releases, but I got the Major Blood and whoever he's packed with. Let me look. Rock Viper 2-pack. That's kind of cool. And I got the Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes 2-pack. Happy with that. But before we really get into the show, I do want to mention one thing. I don't read email on the show generally because I don't like reading other people's words out loud. Plus, I don't want to say something stupid. Make them, you know, if I mess something up, I don't want it to sound like they said something stupid. It's just I'm not good at reading other people's words and getting across what they're trying to say. But somebody did email me about my review of Transformers the Movie, and I think I figured out what they meant by this, because I misunderstood originally. Let me read it. It's from James Bull. Okay, hi, Brian. I listened to your review of the movie on The Last RSC. Don't worry, I'm not about to go nuts about how you attacked the holy Bible of Transformers. In fact, I agree with most of what you said. The reason I emailed you is because of your point about the changing of the camera perspectives being used to cover up bad drawing. I realize this point came from another source. Anyway, when the camera changes perspective, like when Hot Rod and Daniel fall off Lookout Mountain, it requires a considerable amount of skill from the animator, and also requires a completely new cell to be drawn for every frame. Okay, and I'm just going to end it there. I know what you're talking about when they fall and the camera follows around them. I'm not talking about that. When I'm talking about the camera shifts, I'm talking about a literal total change in camera angles. One camera stops, another begins. Like every second in a lot of places, the camera completely changes angles. And it really bothers me terribly. It just does. I can't watch the movie anymore without paying attention to it. Well, especially, I know it happens when Daniel and Hot Rod are fishing. Just watch that, and just pay attention every time the camera changes angles. Not moves, completely changes camera angles. Just pay attention. I know what you mean by the camera moving. You know, I have no problem with that. That's perfectly fine. Okay, what else have I planned to mention real quick? Here, let me check my notes. Oh, yeah. On the website, I have a link to something I got today. I got my Totally Mad CD-ROM collection. I used to be a big fan of Mad Magazine in the 80s and early 90s, and I sort of drifted away from reading it. but it's a collection of every Mad magazine from 1952 to 1998. And being the geek I am, the first thing I searched for, it has a searchable database, was for Transformers. Well, it has some sort of interesting ads. It's something called Totally Logical Transformers by Al Jaffe, who as a kid was one of my favorite writers and artists. Off the top of my head, he did the Pee Wee Herman spoof back in 1987. That was like one of the most defining points in Mad Magazine for me at that time. But he did a Totally Logical Transformers, and it's pretty funny. And I have the scans on the website. It's actually actually not scans. It's actually grabs taken directly from the CD-ROM. It allows you to do that, and it's really nice. Originally, it debuted for about $60 about 2 years ago, but you can get it on eBay now for about $20. And if you like Mad Magazine, or if you like humor at all, you know, it's definitely worth that. But the grabs are on the homepage, and Craig Cicero, Brax Cardigan, asked me if it was the article. He believed it was from Cracked Magazine. I never read Cracked Magazine, but it was something very similar. It actually seems some sort of, it actually seems like a ripoff from his description of this article. But it was a spoof of the GoBots. If anybody knows about this or remembers it, he would like to know. So if you could email me, brian@tfradio.com, and let me know. Well, on the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz by John Luna, who is back from the future. We also have, actually, he's back from school. He's on the spring break right now. We also have trivia. We have Bad Towards Corner, and we have another in that new segment that we were doing last week, whatever it was called, funny Japanese Transformer dubbed line of the millennium or something. It's just really stupid lines from the dubs. I love those things. Not sure which one we'll do yet, but you know, if you can get these things, just, I know tfheadquarters.com had all of the headmasters for download. tfarchive.com has a few episodes. And transfans.com also has some of these. Everybody who can get these things should. They're beautiful. I mean, the dubs are just so unbelievably bad. Wrong names, really, really bad voices. It sounds like one guy doing all the lines. A friend of mine said that Six Shot sounds like everybody else, except for he has his hand over his mouth. And that would make sense, considering that a Six Shot has a faceplate. Just funny stuff. And pretty much that's RFC this week, because, you know, I'm lazy. I'm the laziest person on Earth. We're going to try to come up with a few things this week. Had a few suggestions that I'm considering getting around to, like an IRC review, Transformers chat rooms, like from Dalinat. We have Transformers, Cybertron, and Ouija. We'll probably work on that, since I'm pretty familiar with IRC, considering I spent a lot of my time there. I'll probably come up with a few reviews this week, and I know Destroy, Erase, Improve will be back. We'll start things off right now with the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and I am enjoying the first few hours of my Spring Break 2001. I hope everybody else has enjoyed their spring break, whether it's coming to a close or just starting like mine is, because I know, at least for me and for probably most of you, the last couple weeks in school have been pretty overloaded, pretty stressful, pretty hectic. It's that time of year, but now's the time where we can all take a breather. And it looks like ATT is taking a breather. It looks like it's breathing again, because in the last couple of weeks, ATT's been pretty much dead. I don't think I've ever seen traffic on ATT as low and as slow as it's been over the past 10 days, the past couple of weeks. And it's basically because there's nothing new to talk about until the last few days. Night Slash, Cheetor, Striker, those two have started to show up all over the place. Walmarts, Targets, Beast Changer and the two repainted Dinobots and Sonic Attack Jet are tagging along. So we've got a bunch of new toy sightings to talk about, a lot of reviews. I got mine this morning. I got Night Slash, Cheetor, and Strika this morning from my Walmart, my neighborhood, Hick Central. And I haven't opened them yet, but I will. And next week I'll probably give you my reviews on them. Also in ATT, a bunch of good stuff. A bunch of pretty enjoyable threads have started up. Some are old school stuff. Some things that we see like at least twice a year. And some new stuff over the current news in Transformerdom that has started to come out at a pretty good pace of late. Okay, first up in the news, Takara has announced that Act 3 of the PVCs is coming out this at least a month before Act 2 even comes out, and they've already announced Act 3, or at least who's going to be in Act 3, Fortress Maximus, Raiden, the Train Combiner from Japan, Sixshot, Chrome Dome, Soundwave, Bumblebee, and Ironhide. And for the most part, it's a pretty good group. I could do without Fortress Maximus and Raiden, although I understand Raiden because he's the token Japanese character. And Chrome Dome, because this is supposedly, and Fortress Maximus, this is supposedly the headmaster era of the PVCs. And Soundwave, Bumblebee, and Ironhide are good choices. Just period, as far as legendary characters that will drive sales, hopefully, for them. And no Optimus Prime variant in sight, which is a blessing, unless they make him a chase character. Which may happen, may not. Who knows? I hope not. Also, Sixshot is thrown in just because. And I think that Takara better be careful, because this is starting, even if this is the last wave of PVCs, the third act, I hope it's not, because there's still plenty of choices left. Plenty of good characters that can sell quite well. Plenty of legendary characters. But I hope that Takara hasn't painted themselves in a corner with the way that they've released these PVCs. They've got them going by generations within Generation 1. The first act with Generation 1, it was 1984, basically. The second Act 2s have been 2010, the movie era, and this is the Headmasters. The next ones will be Victory, Master Force, things like that, if they keep going with their consistent, apparently consistent plan of moving along within the sub-generations of Generation 1. And this can prove a problem because those are pretty obscure phases and eras in the Generation 1 timeline. I mean, in Victory, you've got Victory Saber. That's one. And in Master Force, you've got what? Star Convoy? I think that's what he was in there. That's two. So you've got one character that you're going to have to throw in, and the rest of them to at least go with the era that you're supposed to or supposedly emulating. And I guess that's good enough for them, which is good, because I don't want a wave or at least two or three characters in an act cluttering up space that could be filled by a legitimate character that's a real pillar or iconic character in Generation 1. Yeah, I don't want more things like Minerva, and I don't want Raiden. As long as they keep token characters down to one and at a maximum two out of the each wave, just as a hallmark to whatever era that they're trying to stick with. Like Raiden, he goes with I guess the Headmasters. He's the token Japanese guy. Fortress Maximus and Chrome Dome, they got lucky here because they're Headmasters and they fit. The next one's Master Force Victory. You've got those two choices, things like Star Convoy or Victory Saber, but you better just keep to one. Don't try to fill out half the line with characters from Victory or Master Force, because you'll just blow your mind trying to come up with legitimate characters. As long as they keep one to represent what era they're trying to convey, that's fine with me. And then you fill out the rest of the line with real characters. I mean, we still have yet to find out what the premiums are for Act 3, And my guess is a repainted Ironhide as Ratchet, which I wouldn't mind, with a slightly remolded head, because that is removable by nature for the PVCs. Maybe, Grand Maximus for just a repainted Fortress Maximus, and we're good to go. Okay, also on ATT this week, somebody posted a question, good-hearted question. I think it's going to get a lot of play on the news group, hopefully. What was your first comic that you read, Transformer comic? What's the first episode you ever saw? What was your first Transformer toy? I think most people are going to answer that based on memory and not on fact, because very few, if any, people are going to be able to remember exactly their first episode, toy, comic. I mean, take me, for instance. The only thing I can remember as far as the Transformers episodes go from my childhood, it's about 5 seconds from Call of the Primitives when they're explaining Unicron's background. That's it. That's all I can remember. And thank God for that, because G1 is pretty painful in hindsight. I've got a good nostalgic love for G1. I admit it. But that's basically because I can't remember most of it. And when the DVDs come out for the G1 episodes and I buy those, my dreams will be shattered forever. So I'm hanging on while I can. The only other episodes that I know of or have any memory of are City of Steel, which I downloaded, and that was terrible, but almost terrible to the fact it was good, with Optimus Prime's disembodied arm on top of the Empire State Building, popping off people, and, of course, his telekinetic power of his limbs, of his dismembered body. He thinks of his legs. Where are my legs? And they come flying across the room, which is kind of neat and disturbing at the same time. Also, at about 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday of last BotCon, I watched Golden Lagoon, which was a pretty good episode, actually, for a Beachcomber, who's a good character, even though he's an eco-freak. But still, it was a pretty good episode. And also the first 10 minutes of where Cosmos crash lands on some foreign planet, some moon, looks like, and he gets turned into a god by the natives. Cosmos, the token Mexican, who fits in well with Jazz, the token black, who both live in harmony with Ironhide, the token neck. So you see, you can learn stuff from G1. Even though they didn't make the PSAs, and the PSAs for G1 did make it on the air, you can learn from G1 that all races and all diverse people can live together in harmony. Rednecks, Mexicans, blacks, we can all get along. Finally, on the ATT Buzz, I'd like to say happy birthday to Zobivor. He's turning 25 this year, and happy birthday, Zob. You do a lot for the news group. You do a lot for the fandom. And you deserve all the accolades you get. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you.
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it? Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some now, would I? You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out! He's got a gun!
He is a gun, Cup.
And, thank you, John. Well, coming up now is trivia. Okay, trivia last week. It was from Rebirth Part 1. Actually, the first trivia I ever did on RFC was from Rebirth Part 3. So, it's full circle. Okay, people who got trivia last week correct were Alpha Omegius, Matt Schwanier, I can't pronounce the last name, I'm a moron, Prime 2099, space 99 at hotmail.com, Mop Boy got it, Mr. SL, SW Freak at AOL.com, Hankster Khan, Captain Okita at AOL.com, Prowl, and a friend of mine, Chris Triplett, you may know him as Hitman Pez. And you know how it goes. Even if you don't, I'll tell you. I'll play a clip twice, and if you know the episode from which this comes, email me at brian@tfradio.com or just click the link at the top right of the home page. Here we go.
Transform! You better go back to headquarters for help.
And again?
Transform! We better go back to headquarters for help.
So if you know it, email me, brian@tfradio.com. Coming up now is Bad Poets Corner. The title of this week's Bad Poets Corner is ATT. Do you see what I do see? An off-topic post on ATT. Do you really see it too? No. I have the off-topic tag kill filed. And that was Bad Poets Corner for this week. Before we go into the Japanese dubbed line of the week, I want to thank everyone out there who's participated in the RFC on your site promotion. For those of you who haven't, the link is up there at the top right hand corner of our page, tfradio.net. If you're listening on one of the RFC on your site participating sites, again, I'd like to thank everyone out there who has done it, and if you haven't, give it a try. It helps us get Radio Free Cybertron out there to the masses, and it helps you with content. So, put that link there up on your homepage. You help RFC, and you give yourself a Transformers Internet radio show on your webpage. Coming up now, we are going into the Transformers Bad dubbed line of the week. This is from the first episode of Headmasters, Four Warriors Come Out of the Sky. It's the meeting between Sixshot and Ultra Magnus.
You Autobots are a bunch of fools. Don't even think about winning this battle.
Just who do you think you are? Where are you from?
All right, listen up. I'm the ninja consultant for the Decepticons. My name is Sixshot.
Oh, yeah?
Now you know who I am. Look out!
Sneaky, I'll get you.
This is my way of doing things. I never waste my time talking.
Is that right? I'm Ultra Magnus, the Autobots' local commander here. Now I want you to see this.
How come you missed me?
This has been my way of doing things. I fight the way soldiers should.
Man, that wasn't that great. I don't waste my time by talking. He doesn't. That's just so fun. You can get that at transfans.com or tfheadquarters.com. I'm sitting here on my computer as I do this, obviously, on IRC, and Goldimus Prime just popped in, and he says hello to everyone. So, hey there from Goldie. And, you know, that's the show this week. I'd like to thank John and everybody for helping, and I'd like to thank you for listening. So come back next week sometime to tfradio.net or whatever website that you're hearing this on. You know, that works fine, too. If you're listening, and drop me a line, brian@tfradio.com, you know, let me know that you're listening. Come back next week when we'll have a new poll. Some things will come back, and hopefully we'll have a new intro and outro, something I've been working on lately. Hopefully it'll be done by next week. So again, thanks for listening. Come back next week. Email me, brian@tfradio.com.